guarantee. I know there's ads per click, and I know there's maps. What are we talking about here?
Good question. Okay, let me grab John to apply the rate, and then I'll address where you'll be listed exactly. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this David?
Yes, sir.
Hey, David. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hey, surviving. What about you?
I'm doing great, man. It's been a good day. I'm really blessed. And, you know, thank you for asking, though. I appreciate that. A lot of people forget that part.
Yeah, that's part of the requirements.
Yeah, it lets me know what kind of person I'm dealing with right out of the gate. So that's a good thing. It's working in your favor there. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She said you had some questions about the listings on the first page of Google or how we'll be able to help you.
Yeah, so I mean, I used to, it was a different LLC, but I had trouble getting the Google Guarantee and Google Ads. I had gone into so deeply, but Maps pretty much was the only thing that I had on Google. So, I know Google is pretty stringent on their guarantee requirements, and they're pretty expensive for ads. Not that Angie is not that expensive for ads, because it's arguably more. But I have a little bit of an idea on what, you know, how the Google Ads work. So how would you guys, what kind of ad platform of Google's would I be appearing on? I mean, this, you say I would appear on the first page, right? But as the guarantee, as the, I would be paying per click. How does the payment work for you guys?
Okay, so our company, we're a premier Google partner. We usually only call out about the Maps placement. That's usually what triggers us to reach out to people is when there's a Maps listing available, and then they have a qualified candidates list that my reps like Tara will call out on. However, because we're a Google partner, we offer all of the services. We offer Google Ads. We also offer Google Guarantee. We actually do more background checks and get more people Google Guaranteed than any other company in the country. We're right across the street.
I'm very interested in that.
And Google Guarantee?
Yeah, Google Guarantee is at least something that sort of I haven't been able to get, and that's something I wanted for a while. How does that work?
Okay. Yeah, so there's an application and a background check that you have to pass. It's a $250 one-time application fee and background check fee. We send over the form, you fill it out, and then, you know, mainly what they're looking for, to be really transparent, David, and just for me to be able to, like, assure you that you'll pass it, is they want to make sure you have no felonies in the last 7 years, and then you have all of the required documents for your industry and area, which I'm going to actually pull the requirements right now from a live chat that we have with the Google headquarters. So give me 1 second.
And okay.
Oh, it's okay. You can ask your question while I'm doing this. That's fine.
Do you guys have a I mean, Angie did a background check on me in order to qualify me for their company, and you obviously, of course, got my info from Angie. Why don't you just use their background check? Because I do have like a DUI, but they said it apparently didn't stop them from approving us.
Yeah, Angie and Google are totally different in that regard. Angie uses Google actually to get the leads that they sell a lot of the time, but Google is very strict because they're actually insuring the end user that. It's up to $2,000 for the lifetime of your work. So they want to make sure that they're not referring somebody that, you know, wouldn't be safe for the homeowner or the prospect.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saying that that's the case for you, you know, people, you know, if DUIs happen, doesn't mean you're a bad person. Strict about it, you know.
More that's, so see, that's what I'm asking.
Communities. Yeah, Angie's is a lot more lean. And so I don't know if the DUI would necessarily DQ you. They're looking for felony violent crimes primarily. I've had guys that had 3 DUIs before, but they were all over that 7-year marker and they did pass it. So, you know, they do have like a, judgment of character kind of thing and like a, we'll give you a chance kind of process, but if you're on a tight leash kind of when you do that. So, I don't know if that would be the route for you. We were originally calling for the local listings there next to the map, and then we could always advance you into Google Guarantee later if you're not sure if you'll pass the background check. I wouldn't even want somebody to pay the application fee for the background check if there's a chance that they might not pass it, you know? So I would want to avoid that altogether if you feel like the DUIs might disqualify you.
Yeah, so I, gotcha. That's what I was thinking as well, since I'm not in a position to be paying $200 for no reason. But,
how long ago were those DUIs?
2 years or less.
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely come up in their system.
Oh, they'll come up for sure. But, I have another thing. This guy called me yesterday. And I was in the middle of a job, and I don't remember exactly what company he was from, but I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know if he's the same company as you guys, but he said that he could bump me up on Google. There'd be is there any free package you guys offer, in other words?
No, there's no free packages. We do have the Google Places placement open, which are the three guys next to the map. They used to call it the local map section. That one's been open since, let me see here, Monday. It says Monday afternoon, that one became available. And usually when a spot opens up like that, they create a list of the companies in the area that provide the services that they're looking to fill. And then the Google partners will get that list. And so that's what's going to be prompting those calls to you. Once they find a business owner that wants to fill that position, the calls will stop. We have to close out that category until another spot opens up. It's just their guidelines for the Google partners. So you can't.
How much are we talking for that?
I sent you the pricing page. It really just depends on what package you select. The most affordable one for the local listings is $299 month to month. And that one is just a base package, but I can get you on that same pricing structure, but I can put you on the platinum package, which will get you a website and Facebook ads to give your Facebook page a boost as well. And I feel like if you've had any success with Home Advisor by Angie's, I've worked with a lot of people who've used that. And then once they get into the platinum package, it usually replaces that service. So I feel like if you could do anything with that, then you'll actually really like this. It'll be a better long-term solution for you because you don't have to pay per lead or click or call for this type of placement. So you know exactly what you're spending each month without being limited to a certain amount of opportunities, and customers can actually call you live right through the Google business profile that's going to be posted on the first page.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Pretty significant savings if you think about it from that perspective. It's the very last package down. It's normally advertised at $599 month to month. I'd reduce it to $299 month to month.
Okay. Is there any way I could call you back directly? Because I would ask my dad what he thinks of this.
Sure. Yeah, I could send over my contact information. They have kind of bumped this up on the priority list. Just because it has been open since Monday, usually they like to fill it as soon as possible. The longer it's available, the more aggressive they get about trying to fill that spot. So I know this one's already hit its third stage of urgency. Do you think this is something that your dad would be opposed to you guys doing on a month-to-month basis with the discounted pricing structure like that?
He normally is pretty... you know, hesitant about additional expenses, especially when, you know, I get called by a salesman and then, you know, for everybody's trying to sell something, right? So I gotta be sure that I'm getting what's worth my money. So It sounds good to me. Definitely to be on the first page of Google, that I'm inclined to do that.
Okay.
I just got
to some things though. So this is, you know, even me personally, these are the things that I would look for. With all of my knowledge, right? So I sent you this link. This one's a simple Google search. Like if you just do a simple Google search, ask Google, is Local Splash a Google partner? It tells you right out of the gate, we are a Google partner. So that's Google acknowledging that, hey, this company is partnered with us, right? The second thing is obviously reviews, right? You want to be able to look up reviews. We don't hide anything. We've been in business since 2004, so we have a 21-year track record. We have thousands of reviews online.
All right. I see it.
Okay, and I sent that over as well. So if there's any concerns about if you're working with the right company, a direct Google affiliate is going to be the right company because you can't work with Google directly. It would have to be a Google partner that would actually be able to get your business on the first page as a top recommended option. That's exactly what your competitors are doing.
Sounds good. Okay. So is it, wow. All right. That's, yeah, I want to do this, honestly. You look pretty legit.
Yeah. I mean, 21-year track record is going to be hard to find. And success when it comes to marketing a business is all about working with the right company. We're the longest tenured Google partner in the United States, and we're right across the street from Google. So it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. And if you guys can find any success with a third-party program like Home Advisor by Angie's that's using Google to get leads to resell you, you'll do great with just being listed directly on the first page and cutting out that middleman, allowing the customers just to contact you directly off page one without the lead.
So you're telling me I'd be somebody search locksmith or home services, they see me on the first page.
Correct.
Bottom line.
Bottom line. And then we list you for 15 different keyword terms or services. So you're not going to be limited to just locksmith. You could be their commercial locksmith, auto locksmith service. I don't know if you do autos. Tara was telling me you do some HVAC as well. We can dive into that realm a little bit as well. So we'll be able to provide you leads, not just for locksmith. Obviously, Google, that's going to be the point of emphasis, but because of the Facebook ads and all the other things that are in that platinum package, we'll be able to bring you guys HVAC leads as well. And then the Google listing covers up to a 40-mile radius.
Okay. Do you know what number I would be on the first page? Like, I would be, like, the last one or second to last or, you know, the top five or what?
Yeah. So you see the guys next to the map there, the little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are?
Yeah.
Like, for locksmith, it's, like, STL lock – or hold on. Let me see this.
Yeah, I see STL.
Yeah, STL. Yeah,
I used to work at STL.
Oh, okay. There you go. So they literally have a Google partner that's hosting their placement. You'd be right up there with them or next to them. How you're listed 1, 2, and 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user, though. So it would rotate. You might, if they're closer to you, you'll be over STL. If they're further from you, then you'll be under STL.
And this requires a background check or not?
This one does not. If you wanted to do Google Guarantee, which is the pay-per-lead program, they're guaranteed leads that are like pre-screened, handed off to you live, then you would have to pass that background check. For this one, you do not.
Okay, so for this one, I pay, you said $2.99 month to month. I get on the first page of Google, and they can call me directly with my phone number, right?
Correct.
Let's do that right now.
Okay, so I have to create your profile first. So for Dream Team Home Services, LLC, you can only have one phone number listed on the first page of Google. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
I think so. I'm just thinking maybe I should get another phone number. Is it possible to change the phone number after?
Yeah, so also what we offer as a part of this package that I've upgraded you to is a Google Voice tracking number where it'll display a different number, and we have you actually save that number to your mobile device here, as like potential lead or prospect. So that way when people are calling off your listing on the first page of Google, Bing, Facebook, it'll come through on your caller ID system as a potential lead or a potential prospect. So that way you know like what is business calls versus what is a personal call. Does that make sense?
Yes. And another question, would it, it's possible to edit the keywords, right? Like after play with the keywords?
Yeah, we have an app, actually. It's called the Local Splash app. If you go to App Store there on your mobile device, and the app is actually hooked up to the Google Analytics system, so you can actually see yourself, like, which keywords and services that you provide are getting the most traffic, and then if you ever want to change them or swap them out, you could do that through your account management team here. You just got to call in and let us know what you want, and then we ask you for a 24-hour window to see those changes.
Okay. You want to charge my card $299? Let's do this.
But I need to create the profile, David. The money is on the back of my mind. I actually have to create the profile and make sure we're listing you properly. And then also I need to schedule a client interview where we could sit down and customize the service and build your website for you as well, okay? So just
works
to confirm,
me.
This is the right phone number as of right now, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. What's your last name?
H-A-Y-U-T, Hyatt.
Okay. And are you the sole owner for the business? Or you said your dad works with you?
My cousin works with me, but he wants to pursue his own thing right now. So we're they couldn't find him on the background check on the listing front to the Secretary of State, Angie, I'm saying. But
this one,
so I'm not sure
no
if he...
background check. But just to be clear, you do have to still get Google verified, which is a process where, like, they're going to send a PIN to you in the mail. There's a little five-digit number on the back of that PIN, says Google on it in the postcard. So it's not going to be immediate. It's not like I sign you up and then you're going to be up there tomorrow. We have to actually get that PIN, complete the client interview, do the optimization, create the website, and then list you. So the first like week or two, you're not going to really see much. I want to be very transparent about that.
Okay.
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 All right. But what's your business email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing?
It's going to be David. Mm-hmm. And then my last name, Hayut,
48
at gmail.com.
Okay. And then what is the business street address where I could send that Google verification letter?
3851.
Okay.
Holcomb Bridge Road, Suite 200.
In Norcross?
In Peachtree Corners. Let me just make sure it's not 3581.
Oh, yeah, this one's coming up, 30092. You said Holcomb Bridge Road or Ridge?
Bridge, yeah, 30092 is the correct zip.
Okay, yeah, this one's coming up on Google as Norcross. And you said Suite 200, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is Norcross the neighboring city to Peachtree Corners? You're, like, right on the city line? Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, because the way it comes up on Google Maps, it's coming across as Norcross, but everything else looks accurate that you gave me. All right. And then...
Yeah, it's 3851. That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I did see some logos for you online. We do need you to send those in so that we can have that branded on your site as well as any other listings that we create for the business. I'm going to send you the email address now. And then I'll also send over my direct number and extension in case you need help sending them over or if you have any questions moving forward.
Perfect.
Okay. Give me 1 second. So there's the email, and then here comes my contact information. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's do... Nine AM to 10 PM.
9 AM to 10 PM. Okay, is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends as well?
Let's do Sunday through Thursday. Is it possible to do Friday different hours?
Yeah, give me 1 second. So Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then what would you like for Friday?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. All right, so I have Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right.
All right, perfect. And then before I secure any payment with you, I do want to schedule your client interview call. The client interview calls, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in order to complete the call, just in case it goes over or you have any extra questions. What do you think would be the best time for you?
Let's say tomorrow around... Wouldn't be able to do today, would you? Like
we could
hour,
do
a couple
today.
Hours?
Yeah, we could. We have some slots available today. If you wanted to do it this afternoon, I can schedule it between 5 and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the email that you provided, and then we're also going to text you 1 hour prior to the client interview appointment. Okay? If anything changes... Or pops up to where you can't make it, just follow up with me, let me know, and then I can reschedule it for you.
Okay, and then the card charge will be after the interview, right?
No, I'm actually going to secure the position with you now, and then I'll send you a receipt and everything in writing while I have you on the line.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let me go ahead and do this. Go back to billing. I just got to update the discounted pricing structure because I'm putting you on this platinum package, so bear with me. Okay, David, and then does it appear, or how does your name appear on this card?
First name is E-A-D-O, all right? And then...
E-A-D-O, okay. And is this you?
That's my first name.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, David's my middle name.
Got it. Okay, is there any middle initial on this card?
D.
D, okay. And then the last name, H-A-Y-U-T, correct?
T as the last letter. T as in Thomas.
Right. That's how I have it. Like Hyatt. H-A-Y-U-T.
Yep.
Okay. And then the billing address, is this going to be the same as the street address that we're sending that Google verification letter?
No, it's going to be, you ready? 83. Dunwoody, D-U-N-W-O-O-D-Y. Springs, S-P-R-I-N-G-S.
Okay.
Drive.
Okay. Is that also in Norcross?
That's in Dunwoody. That's my home address.
Oh, okay. So Dunwoody. So it's 83 Dunwoody Springs Drive in Dunwoody, Georgia. And then what is the zip code?
30328.
Okay. And is this going to be, are you going to secure the position with a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
A Visa.
Visa, okay. All right. So according to my system, it should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4737.
4737.
0230.
0230.
8254.
8254.
7112.
7112. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0327.
03 of 27. And then on the back, there should be a small 3-digit code.
925.
Okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand during the voice verification recording, David, feel free to stop me. I can always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business. Okay.
All right.
All right. So you are on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dream Team Home Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
My name is Edo, E-A-D-O, David Hyatt, and then I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. I put you on a platinum package, David. You can see on the pricing page and then also when the service agreement comes over. So the platinum package is kind of like a one-stop shop, cover all your bases online as a business owner. So you shouldn't need to add anything else. But we're not telling you that you can't, but we just want to avoid like any duplicate listings or you paying for something that we may already be providing for you. So if you're going to add anything after today, please double check with us and make sure that you're not unnecessarily spending or duplicating any online listings.
Okay.
All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that a new business like yours try the services for at least 2 months, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. Usually month two is more profitable than month one, just because you don't have to go through building the website, getting verified, setting it all up over again. You're pretty much just collecting the benefits of it the full second month. But your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 24th, 2025. Going to be in the discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have locked you in at this pricing structure. I've also waived the setup fees on your package indefinitely. The first month's payment, because of the discounts, will be a non-refundable payment. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew every month on the 24th day, but it's going to stay in this discounted price of $299 for as long as you are with us. Again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't know the landscaper was coming by the office this morning, and I got the window open. So, sorry about that.
That's all good.
I'm going to process your payment now. When the payment clears, you're going to start receiving some text message confirmations. These are also going to be sent to your email. In the text message, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. We do need you to sign off on that. That's pretty much your homework before the client interview this afternoon between 5 and 6. I also highly recommend you download our app, the Local Splash app in the App Store. You'll also receive an email and text message with your own username and password that'll give you access to the app. So that way you can oversee everything, keep track of all your leads, clicks, and calls that are being generated through that Platinum Package service that you have with us.
Perfect. I just downloaded the app.
Perfect. All right. And then the UN and password is going to come through automatically, as well as the subscription terms with a full outline of everything in writing. So you can always show that to your dad and let him know that, hey, you're getting all of this for this discounted pricing structure, and obviously the app will be a good way to show him each month what's being generated from the advertisement as well.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. Like I said, basically you just got to log into your app just to get familiar with it, sign your subscription terms, and then we're going to follow up with you between 5 and 6 o'clock today to do your client interview.
Works for me.
All right, David. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You have my direct number and extension, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns along the way, feel free to reach out to me. We also offer 24/7 customer service at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you at 5 o'clock.
Sounds good, man. I'll see you then.
All right. I'll see you then. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.